Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Do you or do you not believe the Guardians should give an extension to Stephen Kwan?
Yeah, seems like a good idea.
How much?
Well, I'd hope it's for a dollar, but that's probably not going to happen. The goal is normally to sign your players to as little money as possible.
Well, yeah.
So you can sign other players.
Yes.
But
well, you did that with Jose Ramirez, and then they didn't sign any other players.
Likely will never happen again. So the number we've been throwing around is $30 million, and we've had some people, including somebody in the studio, say we are way overshooting it.
Oh,
based on his
did
production.
Owen say it?
Owen, what say you?
Did Owen say it? I didn't know if you said it, Owen. I have no idea. Go ahead.
I don't want to say it now.
Well, say it then,
no,
man. Say it with your chest, baby.
I do. I'm trying to make a comparison, right? Try to figure out what ballpark we should be in. Because, Anthony, you've brought up $30 million because you've read that. And I've read that as well, that he wants $30 million. And you can want in one hand and you know what in the other, right? Like, a lot of people want things, right? And this was also written, I think, especially last year when he was batting 400. And not 280, right? There's a huge difference there when you look like you might be the next generational, you know, it was Ichiro before him and then Tony Gwynn before him and then, you know, Ted Williams before him, right? So when you're looking like one of those guys, of course you can go out and say, I want this amount of money. I just trying to search guys that have the productivity at the plate as him. The names that came back were Luis Arraez, J.P. Crawford, Cam Smith, Jaron Duran. Duran and Smith are both in arbitration years still, so those numbers don't really count right now. But Luis Arraez and J.P. Crawford, they're both making $10 or $11 million a year. Signed like J.P. Crawford signed a five-year $51 million contract. I think that's undervaluing Stephen Kwan, and I would be willing... If we're making negotiations, I would go up to $20 million a year for Stephen Kwan. But $30 million right now, as it stands with the numbers that I see, I think is a little overreaching. Now, if he ends up, you know, this Dodgers thing that we played the clip earlier, and the Dodgers have the money to just go give another guy $30 million a year, maybe he gets it from one of those teams. If I'm the Guardians and he signs for anything less than $20 million, I'm going to be pretty upset as a Guardians fan.
$20 million, I'll tell you what, there's no doubt. If they refuse to offer him $20 million a year,
right?
I mean, I would understand why everybody in town would say, why ever watch this team again? $20 million. Because every team in their market size, even the teams that don't have local TV money coming in, any team that is remotely like us, they all have a player that's at $20
million. Yeah,
now, we have Jose, so we already have one. But, you know, the thought process has to be a young player like this. This isn't Lindor. Lindor money was 25, but it was over 10 years. Well, how long was the Lindor thing again?
I have to look.
It was
10 years.
10 years at 300.
Yeah, 300. So his was over 30. You'd like to think $34 million a year, I think he was.
And like Ken brought up, but he has power. He'll go hit, you know, 30 home runs a year.
Which is why...
And it will be in the MVP voting. And I'm not saying Stephen Kwan can't be an MVP, but it's going to have to take more than what he's doing now on a full season level for him to be an MVP candidate.
I just assume that that Francisco Lindor wasn't feasible. So I never hammered him for...
But Kwan,
the only thing
seems,
I hammered
Lindor was 10-year...
Yeah.
$341 million.
The only thing I ever hammered the Dolans for when it came to Francisco Lindor was the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards thing. That's all I did.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I knew it wasn't feasible then.
The enjoy him stuff.
We had a field day. An absolute field
day. But the other stuff there, it's like, hey, you can only afford what you can afford. I can understand that. So I have to be somewhat flexible in this, or I'm just not going to be able to talk about the Guardians ever again. But damn it, man. If we're talking about, okay, if I can offer you longevity, like say it's like if you're talking 3 years at $90 million, that seems to be a bit much for some. If you were talking 4 years, though, and you could spread it out, or 5 years, though, and you could spread it out, I'm offering you longevity, but you're also making it a little bit easier for us to afford other guys because you're 27 years old. The problem is that we're having this conversation about a team that probably ain't going to have any of this conversation. I know that they've offered him an extension before because that's usually where you talk about getting him on the cheap but getting him some security. Tanner Bivey accepted it. I want to say Carlos Santana originally accepted it the first time around the Guardians. Other guys have accepted it as well. Steven doesn't seem interested in accepting that. All right, so what's the next recourse? Next recourse is to trade him to a team that will be able to afford him at the top of his market. At the top of his market is what? Well, at the top of his market is probably $25 to $30 million at the very tippy top. There's only a couple of teams that are really willing to be able to do a handful of teams that are willing to do that. I think he's worth it. My issue of it is that if you make a trade now, what do you stand for with your general fan coming off an ALCS run? If it can get you all this stuff back, then yeah, but I can't act like I sit there and I know the Dodgers prospects of what they'd be handing them back. And plus, would you be willing to give them that much back if you were the LA Dodgers? For Steven Kwan? For a guy who's going to want that amount of money? Do you really want to do that? So you might be stuck in a rock and a hard place where who's going to want to trade for Steven Kwan at such a price, and how much can you get back for Steven Kwan at such a price? I can't make an argument for prospects in a system I don't know about.
You don't think Steven Kwan would, I'm not saying a hometown discount, but take something off the $30 million to stay in Cleveland? We have comments from the other day, and we didn't really play him on the show.
Can I say this before we play the comment?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
I think if you added years, he would. If you added more security, he would take a little bit less up front. Because it's like, what you get guaranteed is what you get guaranteed. It's not like the NFL so much. So if you added more years of security, then maybe
you
would.
You think we could do 125, maybe?
Yeah, I think maybe. But let's see what Steven has to say about the issue.
In another clubhouse with different teammates is so foreign to me that I would love to stay in Cleveland. I mean, I think I've learned so much by playing with Jose Ramirez that I think I would love to stay with him as long as possible.
Audio courtesy of Major League Baseball. So I think he's about his business and he wants to get as much money as he possibly can. I think that that doesn't matter about whether it's with the Guardians or whether it's with anybody else. I do think that he would like to stay with guys that he may know. But I think that, again, I keep going back to the journal entry. He just seems to be more of a guy. I don't want to just keep going on one journal entry. He just does seem to be more of a guy who knows the business of baseball and wants to get everything out of it that he can while he can. Jose enjoys having a home. Jose enjoys being a person who is beloved in this city.
He's just a special case.
Yeah.
You just hear so few guys, especially in that sport, do anything like Jose Ramirez did. So you almost got to take that out of your mind as any kind of a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see anybody else who can cash in a big way. I mean, as far as Jose knew at the time, that was going to be the last contract, you know, he was ever going to be able to sign. And normally, guys in that situation in all of sports take the most money they can get, and he didn't even get close.
But you could also be, if you're Steven Kwan, think of it this way. I could unless the Guardians were to offer me an amount of money that they're not going to offer you. All right, he's from California, correct? Mid-Northern California?
Yeah, outside of what? Santa Cruz?
Okay, so here you go. You could always stick it out, get more money. You're going to get more money in arbitration anyway, because you have arbitration years coming up, so you're bound to get some sort of a pay raise in arbitration. You could stick it out, end up getting yourself traded, end up getting yourself paid by one of the teams that are willing to pay people, like the Los Angeles Dodgers, like the San Francisco Giants, like it. And I know it's way further up west, but maybe even the Seattle Mariners, if they were willing to make such a move like that. So there's three teams you can name right off the top there. San Diego, I'm not sure about San Diego's future. Again, we've talked about their past here recently, so I don't know if they're going to be willing to actually pay that sort of money for you to be back home in your home area. And I know San Diego is way further down south there. I understand that California is a very large state, but you could be in your home state and still get what you want. And then probably, especially if you end up with the Dodgers, San Francisco is an arguable point, but certainly with the Dodgers, you can get the chance to get it all. Home, money, championship chances. So it may be, I got to tell you, it may behoove Stephen Kwan to just kind of be a stick in the mud about this whole thing. And as long as he doesn't get hurt, wouldn't it behoove him?
I can tell you, you're really taking the wind out of my sails right
now. Well, because what I'm trying to be is rational. And
I understand
that. I'm trying to be even rational. I know that.
That sucks, Ken, and I don't want to hear it right now.
I know I sound like, okay, there you go. Because I'm trying to tell everybody else, I know I sound on the internet like psychotic Browns fan, baseball sucks guy. That's not it. That's not it whatsoever. For all I know, Stephen Kwan very well, because there are no known unknowns right now. So I can wonder if Stephen Kwan's just sitting there with his arms crossed going, absolutely not. No. Well, what if we got no? What if we got no? What if we got until you get to 120, it's a no. No, no, no. Okay, fine. Then I guess we have to trade you to the Dodgers and we're able to get Dustin May and all these other names that they know out there that I don't know back, and maybe they'll make the best of it.
Yeah,
there will be, as much as Stephen Kwan is special within this lineup, there are other Stephen Kwans out there. It's my issue, though, and what would suck for me is that it's another piece that goes away from Jose Ramirez. Sorry, go ahead.
No,
the
killer in this, obviously, this is where you can bring up Josh Naylor and what happened. And I remember when any talk of Josh Naylor, and we did shows about whether or not Josh Naylor was going to be traded, did it make sense for him to be traded? There were a lot of people that defended that. They said, look at his body, look at his inconsistent play. You know, he'll have 1 year where he bats for average. He'll have another year where he's batting for power. This year, he's batting for average. Yeah. He's not necessarily hitting as many home runs.
Well,
his slugging
is fine. That I think around the league, right, I think we value average way more than we do power because we don't have either, really, right? So you're it'd be easier to get to average, probably.
OPS, on-base percentage,
but
average.
But around the league, I don't think they care about average more than they do power.
Mm-hmm.
I think power is way, and the average is just a bonus. Like, oh, we got a bonus on Josh Naylor if you're in Arizona, right?
But when they lost 10 games in a row, every call was, they weren't serious, they traded Naylor. And I'm like, we had the conversations at the time. People actually understood moving on from Naylor.
But they could have lost 10 in a row and still scored 4 runs, 5 runs a game and lost.
That's true.
They scored in 2 innings.
Yeah.
They went on a stretch where they scored, they had a 6-run inning and a 2-run inning, and that was over like 7 games.
Well, not to mention it.
That's no fun.
It doesn't help when Tyler.
Detroit was 20 games over 500, and they went, they lost 1-0, 2-1 thing. I know you're trying to get that out. It's just. That's what I'm frustrated about that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
that sucks. And you trade away a guy who was offense.
Well, and then you got Tyler Freeman batting 323.
Yeah.
Great hits with the Rockies,
and
but
Nolan Smith hits one really hard to center fielders. I'm sorry, Nolan Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, you call him Nolan Smith, it don't matter.
Well, he might as well be John Smith to me, because that's who he is.
I'm willing
He's
to
generic.
Bet. I'm willing to bet Nolan Smith could probably do the same things for you.
I'd rather have Nolan Richardson playing right field right now.
216-474-0092. Would you rather have Nolan Jones, Nolan Smith, or Nolan Richardson?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.